listening to local soundbites from the 18th Internet Governance Forum by the Association for Progressive Communications. In this episode, we connect with Byung-il Oh from Korean Progressive Network JimboNet, an APC member in South Korea. The question is, what would you say are the most pressing issues related to internet governance in East Asia?
I believe that the most urgent and important internet governance issues in Korea, East Asia, and globally are big tech and artificial intelligence. Although there are differences between countries, few countries are free from the impact of big tech and AI, as global big tech companies such as Google and Meta are providing services to users around the world. However, legislation and governance to control their negative impact are not yet in place. Big tech companies have monopoly power in digital markets based on their vast user base, their abuse, their dominance, and use hidden algorithms to favor their own product over those of competitors on their platforms and extend their monopoly in one market to neighboring market. Not only do they collect vast and detailed user data for targeted advertising, but they also share it with other advertisers through an auction system. Despite the surveillance and invasion of our privacy, we are forced to give our consent in order to access big tech monopolistic services. Big tech's hidden algorithms control what we see and experience, shrinking media diversity and threatening democracy. In South Korea, there are not only global big techs like Google and Meta, but also domestic big tech like Naver and Kakao. But big tech regulation has been delayed in the name of fostering domestic big tech. The emergence of ChatGPT has sent shockwaves through South Korean society. Of course, innovative technologies such as AI can benefit lives and can also be used for public good. The problem is that there is no system in place to control the risks that AI can pose. There have been many concerns that AI is trained with biased data collected from the existing biased society and produces biased results. It could also be used by government to spy on citizens. In South Korea, issues such as hate speech by AI chatbot, recruitment AI being introduced without any verification, and the use of immigration facial information for AI development without consent have been raised. South Korea's National Assembly is also pushing for an AI bill, but civil society in South Korea is opposing the bill because it focuses on fostering the AI industry without regulating AI. Establishing legislation and governance to regulate big tech and AI is an urgent and important task, but the South Korean government and National Assembly have been reluctant to do so, citing the need to foster national industries. Instead, under the current government, people's freedom and rights are going backward. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol talks about the need to uphold freedom and digital rights in the international community. But at home, he is controlling mainstream media and increasing internet censorship in the name of combating fake news. He's also increasing the powers of the National Intelligence Service. This increase in state surveillance is being promoted in the name of strengthening freedom and rights. We are challenged to respond to new threats such as big tech and artificial intelligence, as well as traditional surveillance and censorship. Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Local Soundbites, and stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Look for more on www.apc.org.